The Rodcast.
If you want more information, go to rodders.com and click on Rodders FM.
Let's get on with my shoe, I mean the show!
Warning, warning, this show is complete f***ing and is not fit for human consumption. If you or anyone you know are suffering severe mental episodes due to the content of this show, call the Rodders FM Psychiatric Helpline on 0844-8844-831.
Hello.
Or you can Skype us using the Skype name Rodders FM with no spaces. And remember, if you call in, mute your radio.
You have been warned.
Rodders FM is now syndicated on
One Radio.
Your week's been now. You've taken crap from everyone you know. But Friday come like morning sun. It's Rodders. Brand new show. It's got Z-list guests, great competitions, Mystic Mug and Beelzebub.
This song is diabolical.
Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday. Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday. Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday.
Yes, that's right. Welcome one and all to Thank Rod It's Friday. Let me tell you what's going on the show tonight in Hoosen. We have Bobby's Amazing Fact, and we've got, of course, some phone-in topics, and the cult classic, You Make Me Sick.
Thank Rod It's Friday!
Welcome one and all if you're a new listener to this ridiculous show. Now, people who listen on One Radio, usually you guys just sit around listening to music, requesting the odd song. A message from the chat room, and Ed says, I'm looking fit. Right. He's trying to goad me already. Co-host Ned is in the chat room. His profile will be going up on the website as soon as I have a chance. But it's going to be an exciting show, I'm sure. Firstly, let's talk about the phone-in topic tonight. Recently, my mum and some of her encountered some very funny stories from some of her friends. Now, you know, it's not often I listen to people over the age of 25, because I'm an idiot. But, this is all about mugging. This is hilarious, this is. Some of my mum's, you know, quite aged friends, the old woman gang, I call them, were in on holiday somewhere foreign. It might have been Paris, it might have been somewhere, you know, just somewhere terrible where you can get mugged. And these group of teenage girls come up to these grannies and try and mug them. And one of the grannies just grabs onto one of them with her granny claw and doesn't let her go. And so she panics and drops her entire bag of swag. Of course, they've been mugging people all week. So not only did these grannies get the things that they had been mugged off them, but they also got... They actually made a profit. They got everyone else's things that had been mugged. And also, another ridiculous mugging story. Friend of ours, she was... dog sitting. That doesn't mean she was sitting on a dog or doing anything rude of a dog. She was looking after a dog while her neighbours went on holiday, and it was quite an old dog, and it died. And she, oh no, what am I going to do? I've got this dead dog, it's smelling and everything. So she phoned the vet and went, oi, vet face, Woofham's here has keeled over. The vet said, we'll take it down to the surgery. And so she had to put it in, she put the dog in a suitcase and got on the tube on the London Underground, which is a synonym for the tube, so I don't know why I'm saying that. It's ridiculous. I'm not being very economic with words here. In a time of economic crisis, we need to be more economical with words. I think we should do what most people do of my age, which is grunt and squeak at people. Right. I'm already stereotyping. This is awful. Anyway, she took the dog in the suitcase and she went to the underground, and a common mugging trick is to say, oh, can I help you with that suitcase, and then run off of it. And this exact thing happened. So some moron of a burglar nicked the suitcase only to go home and found he'd stolen a dead dog. So the phone-in topic tonight is, what's the best way to get revenge on a mugger or to get rid of a mugger? I got sent all the way to Vienna, all expenses paid by the European Union for their huge conference on e-inclusion. This is making computers and stuff more accessible for disabled, old, etc. Hilarious thing that happened on the Vienna conference thing was we got sent to this palace called the Rathaus, which is German for town hall. That alone made me laugh. And to entertain it was an amazing hall. We got a massive posh dinner, and there was so much cutlery. I didn't know what to do with it, so I ate the whole. So I ate the whole thing with a plastic fork I had in my pocket. We were in this big town hall, and one of the it was a huge awards thing for the best company who'd greater bettered the EU, etc. And the entertainment, this cost the European Union millions, this conference, absolutely millions. Best entertainment they came up with was a yodeling German woman. It was just ridiculous, and she gets up and goes, I'm going to draw a traditional German song, it's called the Yodel. I was like, oh god, and my mum, who's sitting on the table with me, hates yodeling, and you just saw her scowling away to herself, and my dad quite likes yodeling, because he can understand the lyrics, and can really relate to the powerful yodeliness of it all. And it got worse, this yodely woman then invited the entire dining room of over 1,000 people to yodel with her, and this is what she sounded like. I got a recording of it. So she yodels first, and then she gets everybody to yodel back, and I want somebody to ring in and yodel with me afterwards. This is ridiculous. You can hear me just laughing away. It's the most ridiculous. They used to do it, apparently. One yodeling idiot yodeling at another goon standing on another mountain. Could you possibly, even if you tried, come up with a more ridiculous way to cause an avalanche? Sounds like Wales, for God's sake. You can hear me. I wasn't even pretending to control myself. I was almost falling off the chair laughing. I'd love some feedback on the yodeling in the chat room or shout box. I haven't looked at the shout box. Anyway, this is Rodders. Thank Rod, it's Friday. Broadcasting on various different frequencies. Gonna have Bobby's amazing fact a bit later. Also, I'd like a caller to come in and do some yodeling.
Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday.
Hello, Morgan. You're on the show. What is your solution to? If imagine I'm a mugger, you know, I'm a stereotype. I'm wearing a baseball cap. I buy Adidas. I vomit on people's driveways just to upset people. I kick over bins. I'm one of those sort of people. What do you want? My name's Knucklehead Ned, in fact. Knucklehead Ned is... I've got a song about Knucklehead Ned. He used to be this person I knew. Knucklehead Ned. He's a chavin, he's brain dead. He's rubbish in the classroom and rubbish in bed. A Knucklehead Ned. You may laugh, but we knew this person. It was funny once the bruises wore off. Now, how if I am mugging you in the mug... Mm.
Oh, yeah, I would hug them.
You would hug them?
Yeah. It worked really well. Everyone needs hugs, especially muggers. They clearly need lots of hugs. But you've got to be careful when you're hugging them that they're not mugging you.
Yeah, but this is the whole point, to get rid of muggers.
Yeah, but as long as you hug them, but hug them properly.
You know, if my brain was...
You've got to take them by surprise.
If my brain was working at full capacity tonight, Morgan, which it isn't, I could make a spurious joke about a great big hug in a mug, which is, of course, that stupid soup advert.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hang on, we're getting another call. Chantel, hold there, Morgan. Chantel, you're on the show.
Hello.
Your Honour, thank Rod, it's Friday. Don't drop your dishcloth.
Hi, guys.
It's nothing to laugh about, Chantel. Last time somebody dropped a dishcloth on this show and I got in a huge amount of trouble. My parents disowned me. They cancelled Christmas. Easter came
too late,
early.
Dropped it.
The moon fell down from the sky. It was a disaster. Anyway, what can I do for you? Oh, great. I love awkward silences. Why are you calling in?
Because I felt like it.
Right, okay. So the thought process didn't go further than, right, I'm going to press the call button.
No, that's it.
Okay, to the phone-in topics tonight, I hope you're aware of these already. How would you deal with a mugger? Because I was, Morgan says, he'd, hug them. We've had somebody saying that, they would leave dog poo all over the place. I don't know how that would help. I think I'd just take my trousers off.
I think I'd just have to kick him where it hurts, to be honest.
Violence is the best policy, I think.
Exactly.
But you know how in... I think there's, you know, a lot of muggings go along. The thing is, just don't carry anything valuable around. And if you do get mugged, it's quite funny. Like,
I'd just hit him with the handbag, to be honest.
Keep a huge weight.
I carry bricks in my handbag.
Keep a huge weight in your handbag or something.
Yeah, a couple of bricks.
Bye bye. Cheers for calling.
See ya.
Hello, Morgan. You're on the show.
Hello.
Welcome back, mate. I think this show is going quite well.
Well, yeah. There's not been many disasters.
No major disasters yet. Fingers crossed. I was feeling awful before the show. I nearly cancelled the whole thing.
Oh.
But I'm glad I didn't. But, Morgan, was there anything else you wanted to say? Wasn't there a politician who had a Hug a Hoodie campaign? I believe there was. Right,
maybe.
Now on Rodders FM, we're going to have everyone's favourite feature, Awkward Silence.
Yay!
That's not silent, Morgan. You've even messed up the awkward silence.
Sorry.
Be silent.
Okay.
Shut up. Alright, enough of that. You know, if I was on real radio, you get sued for amounts of radio silence.
Really?
Sorry, I'm glad I'm not on the real radio. But Morgan, can you yodel?
Be not real? No.
Yes, you can. Right, what we're going to do,
I'm not entirely sure what it is.
It's a going, ooh, that sort of thing. I need to gargle first. I will yodel and then you will copy me. It's how it's do, you know, call and response type thing. I just need to gargle.
I'm rubbish, sorry.
Hurrah, no, that was much better. Thank you for calling, Morgan. Also, does anybody speak German out there? Because while I was coming back from Vienna, I was in the airport and I found this bear. It's a cuddly toy bear. And this is what it... And I pressed its stomach and it starts waving a fake pint glass and singing this.
I'm frozen.
It sounds like a elongated version of Zippy from Rainbow.
Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday.
Co-host Ned, you alright?
Roger, can you phone me back in like 10 minutes?
Oh, alright then.
I'm playing Inkball and I've nearly got a high score.
I think, you know, Ned, I was just about to concede and go, all right then, mate, I'll phone you back, but then you gave me the reason. But, you know, you're worse than the professor as a co-host, who, A, doesn't turn up and might as well, as far as I'm concerned, not exist anymore. He goes down the pub. At least that's a bit better than playing crappy games on Windows Vista.
Yeah, but at least it's Windows Vista. You've got to give me something.
No, because XP is far better. You know, I don't want to turn this
I'm not getting into this conversation, I'm sorry. I'm trying to impress Fanty tonight.
Well, Ned, sorry, you've done this now. Oh, hang on a minute, wrong button. Oh, for God's sake. Bear with me. And now live from live from Stoke-on-Trent, it's Nerdcast! Hi, I'm Terry. I hate Windows Vista because it sucks. I mean, what is the point? It has all these security features like, you don't have permission to install this program. Do you want to install this program? Yes, of course I bally well do. Nerdcast! Nerdcasting to the globe! But nerdcast.blogspot.com.
In fact, I think that I'm going to get the show taken off the air by next week because we accidentally let a girl talk on the phone.
Yeah, but it's okay because she looks like a...
Oh, Ned, no. No.
I didn't say anything.
Damn right.
She looks like a knife.
Yeah, how would you get rid of a mugger? I think I've taken your suggestion. I bet you would have said just get naked. That's what I said. Morgan...
No.
Morgan's going
to
hug them.
I think I'd talk to him, try and understand his problems. He's probably, you know, a very damaged soul who could do with, you know, a bit of attention.
So between you and Morgan, you are David Cameron in his Mad Hug a Hoodie campaign.
I wouldn't hug him. I'd just probe him, ask him some intimate questions, maybe follow him home, invite him round, just make him sorry. I think... You know, spending time with someone is the biggest thing I can do to annoy them.
Well, Ned, anybody who spent time with you would be repentant just to get rid of you.
Yeah, exactly, see?
It's true. I mean, and the other level of... It'd be like the levels of hell in Dante's Inferno. You'd be on the outer ring and then I'd be in the centre ring. Imagine spending a weekend with me. Yay!
Oh, look what I've got coming up then.
Yeah, I've got a Saturday night with me. I'm going to Ned's house party.
Well, we could do a special Rodders FM cut thingy live from a party, yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon that'd go down the treat.
You sound really sarcastic, but I was actually going to suggest we at least make a recording. You know how Jack Henley used to do the Professor's Party Report, where
yeah.
he'd be drunk at parties and have a microphone? We'll do the same.
We won't.
Only we probably won't.
I deny that I go on this to my friends, so... It's not happening, I'm afraid.
Oh. Okay. Ned gave me a lecture on how to behave, and he was talking to me as if I've never been out of the house before. And it's like, Ned, you live in a small village and never interact with people. I live in a city and meet a variety of people every Thursday.
Someone's knocking on my door. I'll just go answer that.
That's a fake knock. Can we just get to your anecdote about Russell Howard? This is good.
What?
We want to talk about, you went to see the comedian Russell Howard, who's a brilliant comedian, and you heckled him, didn't you, Ned?
I'll tell you the story, just because you're so nice to me.
Thanks, Ned.
So he comes on, as soon as he starts, he says, I always hate starting shows, I just wish someone would heckle me and then they'd be over and done with. So being a nice person, I heckled him, so I have to get off the stage. And then he started taking the piss out of me because I'd heckled him. So, first of all, it's because it was in Oxford that he said I sounded really posh, and when someone did the same thing to him in Leeds and told him to fuck off, you miserable old bugger or something.
Mm-hmm.
So he took the mick out of me for that, and then he kept asking me lots of questions, made me stand up and kept asking, what's your name, how old are you, and then he asked... So I kept answering, and he kept taking the mick out of my voice.
Huh, you're 16, oh, that's a really rubbish age. No, actually, I'm 17. Well, that's even worse.
I was like, oh, I'm 17. Wow, I'm 17 and I live in Oxford. Simply spiffing. What? And I didn't even say spiffing, so I was quite annoyed by that.
That's a, you should have yelled, that's a misquote.
Anyway, he asked me a question. So what do you do? And by this point, I was kind of frozen like a rabbit in the headlights or something else that is frozen. Maybe like ice.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, what do you do? And I just kind of... looked at him and said, your mum. And I thought that was really funny and clever of me. And luckily he did as well, and so he stopped being nasty to me.
Oh, that's brilliant, Ed. Well, you've learnt a very valuable lesson. When you're in a hole, keep digging till you reach the treasure. Now, I don't know, listener Paddy is out there, and I don't know if I'm not looking at the chat room or not, or whether his brain is on a time delay. He goes, Ned, would you really wine and dine a mugger?
Yes, Paddy.
Right, well, let's clear that one up. Before I let you go, Ned, do you want to do a yodel?
Yeah, I do, but I don't want to go yet. I'm having fun.
I thought you were desperate to go, hence you faking knocking the door.
No, that was my dad and my sister coming in. The door was locked because it's windy.
Oh, right, because the only danger in your village is wind getting into the house. In Reading, we've got yobbos. God knows, isn't yobbo such an outdated phrase? Oh, you yobbo, stop pooing on the carpet.
It is. My teacher always talks about yobbos.
Stop it, you ruffian. Stop yobbing about. Go back to Beano Town where you belong.
I've got another really funny story. I just walked into my bedroom and my light wasn't working. I remembered why.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Right, well, I'll show you my light tomorrow. It's going to be amazing. Anyway, my mum told me to tidy up my bedroom because I'd been a very naughty boy.
Oh, your mum.
So, I was tidying up like a good little boy when I slipped on a cord. And as I was falling over, I kind of grabbed onto the nearest thing to support me, which happened to be the light. And it was on, and it was really hot as well. And I ripped the light shade off it, and now my light bulb hangs about a foot lower than it did before and doesn't turn on.
So you fell against your lamp?
I fell against the light on the ceiling and kind of pulled it out of the ceiling a bit.
Thank Rod, it's Friday!
All right, you're listening to Thank Rod, it's Friday. Ned, you're back on the show.
Oh, I never really went off it, did I? Well, I was busy making horse noises.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. That was very helpful.
Yeah. Do you still have that forum thing going?
Yeah, there is a forum, but you can't get bananas on it anymore.
Can you still play Donkey Kong?
No. You can't.
Does anyone go on it anymore, then?
I do. No, not even I do. I do occasionally. No, we could actually get some new listeners, but keeping a forum going is a bit of a mission. Even.
Yeah, especially if you get rid of all the bananas.
And get rid of all the listeners by having you on the show.
I bet that the ratings have gone through the roof, Rodri.
Yeah, if
up
the
from 7 to 12.
If your house is in Sibford and has been inverted, then yes. Anyway, we're going to do some yodeling now. That was beautiful, Ned.
Thank you. Right, I really want to hear Bobby's amazing fact.
Yeah, do. Tell me
that's
when you...
That's the only reason I listen to this thing.
I know. Like he's the only good thing on here, and he's rubbish. Say in the chat room, and then we'll get on with the amazing fact, which will be on in a few minutes. See you then. All right, Bobby's amazing fact.
Thank Rod, it's Friday!
I got cut off my own jingle. This is embarrassing. Hello, Bobby, you're on the show. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Oh, I'm fine, said Bobby, sounding thoroughly miserable. I haven't seen you for a week. I haven't been at school for a week.
I know. Actually, they haven't been after you at all.
What? No one's been asking after me?
Well, there was Johnny and... No, a few people.
Ridiculous. Okay, Bobby, let's have your jingle.
You know what that sound indicates? Landing in his Bobby-mobile from the planet Bobby. It's Bobby with yet another of one of his...
Amazing facts! Have you ever wondered how many millimeters are in a millipede? Or how many mobile phones it would take to fry your buns? Or how many pancakes were involved in the 1996 event to break the world pancake record? Well, no, you probably haven't. This is the place where you find all the amazingest facts with Bobby!
This week isn't so amazing. It's just that cats can't taste sweet. I found out, like, today. And didn't do a lot else today. Yeah, cats are really...
Sorry, I wasn't listening. I was...
Oh.
Sorry, this is rubbish. Bobby, give us your fact.
Give what back, man?
Give me a fact.
I just told you, like, cats can't taste sweet.
Oh, dear. Well, we just hung up on Bobby. That was brilliant, that.
Now's the part of the show where Rodders will go on a rant about what really makes him sick. You make me f***ing
sick to my stomach. But you know what's making me sick at the moment is, can't even say her name now. Oh, this is absolutely rubbish. When dyslexia ruins a radio show, this is what's happening here. The girl who plays Hannah Montana, this is rubbish. I'm just going to phone someone. Because I need help in pronouncing this word.
Hello, sexual health. How may we help you?
How are babies made? No, don't answer that question, please. I've already got in enough trouble tonight as it is.
Well, if you want to know how babies are made, you're going to have to log on to www.googlebabies.com.
Jamie, I want you to read this person's name to me. Yeah, well, can you read her name?
Why?
Because I can't read it. I need help reading. I can't pronounce it. Come on, this is really holding up the whole show.
Oh, sorry. Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. Cheers, Jamie. Oh, well, that took absolutely ages. All right, you know what's making me sick this week? Is Miley Cyrus, the girl from Hannah Montana, the worst show on the Disney Channel. You know, and I spend all my life watching the Disney Channel because I'm so cool. Jamie says, I'm sorry about swearing. I don't know, I wish I had a dump button. He says, I'm sorry about swearing, but he really hates her. Hannah Montana, the name rhymes... It's a cheesy gag. The most attractive thing is just the rhyme in that whole thing.
this girl, right, has now been releasing songs under her real name. And she really, really irritates me. Her latest song, she sounds like a carbon copy of Avril Lavigne. Well, with any luck, you'll take 7 steps forward off the edge of a cliff. Worst song ever. And for her 16th, she's such a spoiled brat. I'm so jealous. For her 16th birthday, her dad shut down Disneyland for an entire day. I'm fed up of silly little rich girls. I'm jealous, yes. Yeah, I'd love to be a girl. No, I'd love to have that much money. I think I could actually afford a proper studio rather than this crazy little bedroom. And quite frankly, Miley Cyrus is making me sick. And I can't take it anymore. I'm going to buy her album for Christmas and then incinerate it. To be honest, you're better off. I was going to say better off giving your money to charity. Of course you are. But you're better off throwing your money in a ditch than buying her records. I'm just looking on the map now. We've got listeners in the United States. Hey, we got a listener in Poland. Big shout out to you. Download the Rodcast, rodders.com. A listener just sent me a terrible picture of a Miley Cyrus. But let me just recap. For those of you who didn't listen to my last show, there's a DJ called Ian Watkins who does a brilliant show on Mansford FM. And I thought it would be funny to call his show. Unfortunately, I made a bit of a fool out of myself. It was the night of Children in Need, and I thought I'd be funny and make a joke about his listeners watching that instead. So this is me calling Ian Watkins' show and him tactfully hanging up on me because he got annoyed with me.
Line. Hi, my name's Rodders, and I'm just phoning in.
This is me, and I say something very, very silly and
about favourite hats, and also the fact that I've heard a lot of your regular listeners, aren't tuning in all because of Terry Wogan in Need. And well, I think that's awful.
It sometimes happens, Rodders. What can I say? I mean, I think that that's a good thing on the telly, and if people want to watch that, they want to watch that. And if they don't, they can listen to me.
Well, it's great to give money to children in need. I'm not disputing that, but...
So then I dig the hole deeper. I sound like a stupid politician.
You know, Terry Wogan, come on. He doesn't need any more money.
Terry,
more attention.
Rodders, Terry is a legend.
Then he just puts the phone down on me. So that was my one and only appearance on Mansfield FM. Oh dear, I balls that up big time. Anyway, the podcast crisis will be solved. We've got... what you need to do, you need to go to the website and actually subscribe to the mailing list, or Rodmail, as it is now called. It's just rodders.com, go to the top, type in your email address. You'll then get an email back, and you click the link on that, and then you'll be able to get an email. I'll let you know what's going on at the Rodders FM studios, and when the next show is going to be. In fact, I really appreciate every single one of you has tuned in. All right, this is Rodders here, signing out for Thank Rod, It's Friday.
And then I really have to go. You've been the only thing that's right on the radio. Rodders, Rodders, you've been my favorite show. I can hear the radio if I'm not gonna hear your voice. Louder, louder, I'll turn up the stage.